Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Horlan moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Horlan scores. Fox moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressoud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to home to get Maxwell. Weiss moves to third. Lawler moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss scores. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lomaby for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Early covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger bunts towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosnan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Brosnan moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Arnold Early. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.